Shavua Tov. This is Rabbi Eitan Tokayer from Brooklyn, New York. I'd like to share with you tonight an interesting medrash at the very, very opening of our parsha this morning in Bereishis. It's a shocking medrash. The medrash says, Rabbi Abo Amar. The pasuk says, Sohu Vavohu, Elu Maseim Shel Rishayim. The chaos is a reference to the actions of Rishayim. By Omer Elokim Yihor, when it says Yihor, the or, Elu Masein Shel Tzadikim. Okay, that part isn't shocking. But here comes the shocking part. Aval Eini Yodea Be'ezah Mehem Chafetz. Rabbi Abo says, I don't know which one Hashem wants. Does Hashem want the Maisa Rishayim? Does Hashem want Maisa Tzadikim? Im B'Maisa Elu V'Maisa Elu. Medrash concludes, says Rabbi Avo, Kevan Dechsiv, Hayar Elokim Asar Ki Tov, since it says that Hashem saw the war was good, now it becomes clear, B'Maseyan Shel Tzadikim Chafetz, that Hashem desires the actions of Tzadikim, the Eino Chafetz, B'Maseyan Shel Rishayim. And he doesn't desire the actions of Rishayim. So this is a very perplexing medrash. What was Rabbi Avo's Havamina? Is there any Havamina that Hashem wants Maisa Rishayim? Clearly not. So what exactly is Rabbi Avo getting at? So I'd like to share with you a couple of interesting approaches to explain this medrash. Number one is that Maisa Rishayim could possibly be a Chafetz desired by Hashem, even more than Maisa Tzadikim, because it's not the actions of the Rishayim, but it's the fact that the Rishayim do tshuva. And we know that b'makom she'bal tshuva omed, even a Kohen Gadol can't stand. So therefore, it doesn't mean that Hashem is looking at the Maisa Rishayim and Maisa Tzadikim, but on one level, since a Baal Tshuva, somebody who's a Tzadik who's never tasted the taste of an Avera, so that's an amazing level to be. But somebody who's tasted the taste of Avera and then comes back and is able to overcome those impulses and those desires, that's even greater. So, on one level, Rabbi Avo is saying, maybe Hashem really desires Maisa Rishayim, because there is that amazing aspect to it. But at the end of the day, Hashem Chafetz B'Maseyim Shel Tzadikim. Rabbi Yehuda Leib Ginsberg, in his Yalkut Yehuda, suggests another approach. And he says, it could be, Lefamim, from time to time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mishtamesh B'Rishayim, Hashem uses Rishayim for his purposes, Kidei Lahachzir Es Anashim L'Tshuva, so a people do tshuva. So, for example, most famously, the Gemara in Megillah Yudal Amud Beis says, Gedola Hasaras Taba Shel Achashverosh Yoser B'Memches Neviim V'Shavu Neviyos, that the ring of Achashverosh was more powerful than all of the exhortations of the Neviim. Meaning that when Achashverosh took off his ring and he gave it to Haman, and Haman began persecuting the Jews, so all of a sudden the Jews did tshuva, and that was a more effective way to get the Jews to return to the right path than all the exhortations of the Neviim. And so therefore, Rabbi Abo says, you know, maybe, just maybe, Hashem desires the Maisa Rishayim, meaning that this is the preferred way of Jews doing tshuva. But Rabbi Abo concludes, no, it's not the right way. It's not the preferred way. Hashem wants us to get there on our own. Hashem wants us to do it through the exhortations of tzaddikim. Hashem wants us to get there not through having a thumb on our neck, but rather through the joy and the vibrancy that comes from authentic living. And I think that this medrash is very, very prescient to our current situation where there is war in Eretz Yisrael. And just a week ago, one could argue that Jews in Eretz Yisrael and around the world have never been more divided. There's never been almost at the brink of civil war, if you could say that. And a week later, under the threat of 2,500 rockets and over 1,000 people dead and hostages, and the threats of more violence, and all of a sudden, Klal Yisrael is united like never before. All of a sudden, you have people from all different camps helping each other, the right, the left, the religious, the non-religious. All of a sudden, we're together. All of a sudden, there's Achdus. So Rabbi Avo is not crazy to think that maybe, just maybe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu prefers, HaChafetz, Hashem desires, the Maisim Shel Rishayim, because it's effective. It gets us to a place where the Memtes Neviim of Sheva Neviyos could not get, at least in such a short time. But concludes Rabbi Avahu, no, that's not the case. It is 100% true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu prefers Maisa Tzadikim. And that's what we have to strive for. And Be'ezras Hashem, this very, very tragic and painful and black and bleak situation, which Klal Yisrael is under right now, will soon fade into memory. But the challenge is going to be, are we going to be able to continue with such achdus when the thumb is off of our neck, when Achashverosh's ring has been returned? And that's our challenge. Now there's another very interesting medrash. And this medrash tells us that Shlomo HaMelech was, of course, the example par excellence of Chachma. And the medrash says, where does Chachma come from? Mayayin timtza Chachma. Eza makom bi. Where does Chachma come from? Where does Bina come from? Where does it come from? So Rabbi Eliezer says, Barosh, it comes from the head, and Rabbi Yoshua says it comes from the heart. So what's this machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua? Heart, head, who cares? Explains Rabbi Yehuda Leib Ginsburg that if you want to understand this machlokas, you have to understand the Rabbeim of Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbeim of Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Eliezer, he says, was a Talmud of Beis Shammai, and Rabbi Yoshua was a Talmud of Beis Hillel. And Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel also have a machlokas. And here's the machlokas, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. How does one dance before the kala? How does one scribe the kala? Beshamay omrim kal kemoshehi. You got to say it as it is. Well, Beis Hillel omrim and Beis Hillel say kalanava chasuda. You have to describe her as a kalanava chasuda. So Beshamay says to Beis Hillel, "What are you crazy? Harishahaisach higeres osuma. She's a cripple. She's blind. She's deaf. She's got no. She has no physical capabilities that one could honestly." Describe as beautiful. Vatara Amra, and the Torah says, Midrash Sheker Tirchak. You got to run away from falsehood. You got to say it like it is. That's the Rosh. That's Din. That's, you got to use your intellect, and you just say what it is, and that's it. But Beis Hillel says, no. You got to cover one eye and close one ear and pretend like you don't see it. And that's Rabbi Yoshua. Chachma comes from the lev, from the heart. You don't just say what it is. You got to use a little, the chachma here comes from the heart, to be kind and to be generous. And you say kalanava chasuda, period. And he doesn't say kalanava chasuda because beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. He says kalanava chasuda because the methodology here is using your heart. Not because of what the chasam thinks. It's because of how you behave. And you have to be able to overlook. So when do we follow Beis Shammai and Rabbi Eliezer, your head, Din, say it like it is, MS, truth, period. And when do we follow Beis Hillel and Rabbi Yoshua? Have a little heart. You don't say the Kala is ugly, even if she's ugly to everybody else except for the Chosan. You say Kala Neva Chasuda. When do you follow which? And I think the answer is very clear. The story in the Medrash here, in this Machlokas, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, is about a Chosan and a Kala. And if you want to help to bring love, peace, between a husband and a wife, between two individuals, between a parent and a child, between people in a community, then you know what you have to do sometimes? You have to cover one eye and close one ear and pretend you don't hear and pretend you don't see. You have to be able to overlook. That's what you have to do. If it is in the service of creating shalom, if it's in the service of adding ahava, love, amongst the Klal Yisrael, then close your eyes and close your ear and pretend you didn't hear and just overlook it. Kalana v'chasuda. Doesn't make a difference that by every objective standard, there is not one aesthetic quality that she has to her name. Kalana v'chasuda. Have a little heart. But when it comes to looking at evil, at rishus, when it comes to looking at evil, you can't overlook it. Because when you overlook evil, evil grows and evil becomes big and powerful. And ultimately, can do extraordinary damage. Over 20 years, people have been looking at Hamas and giving all types of terutzim and all types of explanations why they're not the personification of evil. And maybe they had the best of intentions in doing so, but Chazal tell us that when you're looking at evil, there is no room. You got to use the Rosh, not the Lev. You got to say it like it is, and you don't cover your eye. Because when it comes to Rishus, when it comes to evil, you have to call it out. That's when MS is demanded and MS is required, and you have to have courage to do that. This is the message of our Medrash. Yes, we got to be mevater, we got to overlook, but that's when it's in the service of Ahava and Shalom. When it is looking at Rishus, when it is looking at evil, you have to call it out and say it like it is. And this is what we must do now and going forward. The whole world should understand what Rishus is. Be'ezras Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Zechuyos of our being able to be Marbe Ahava and Marbe Shalom be Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us and indeed bring Shalom al Yisrael and vanquish our enemies, B'mehera V'Yameinu, very, very speedily in our day. Agudach to all.